Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So Ireland is one of the most rapidly ageing countries in Europe. The population aged over 65 and over is projected to double by 2051 as longevity increases. So we want to talk about the key to staying healthy as you age. And apparently it lies in increasing your exercise every year. Professor Roseanne Kenny is head of the Ageing Research Programme at Trinity College Dublin, and she's here. Roseanne, I'm exhausted now. Listen, we're trying to do our bit, keep active, and now we're being told that every year over 50 we've got to do more.
So that's me. That's a mindset thing. It's how you perceive yourself matters. It actually influences your inflammatory status and your biology. So it's really important to swallow. So therefore, you need to see yourself in a positive frame. And that includes not being afraid to do a little bit more every year after the age of 50, rather than, at my age now I'll pull back, or at my age I shouldn't be doing that. That's what we're trying to counter against.
Right? That's
positivity.
You've got to change your whole mindset about those years.
Exactly.
They're not slowing down years.
No.
They're another phase to enjoy and to relish.
I like to say it's a phase to flourish, not languish. And actually, there's a load of science behind this, that people who languish and have that approach accelerate biological aging. They have a faster pace of aging in their cells. When we look at the cells, they get arthritis earlier. They're more likely to get falls. They're much more likely to suffer from stroke and cardiovascular disease and even dementia. So your attitude matters. So flourish. Make those last decades a flourishing decade.
Because it's people who get to this stage of life over 50 and say, well, I used to run, but that's very hard in my joints now, so I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah.
That's okay if they do something else.
That's fine, but there's lots of other things you can do.
Exactly.
Now, so that brings us on to what sort of exercise is really important. So we do start to lose muscle mass after the age of 40. So you need to maybe reorientate your exercise to accommodating towards that. So resistance exercises, muscle strengthening exercises become more important after the age of 40. And there is some work now suggesting that we should be taking muscle replacement supplements like creatine or whey protein, etc., taking additional protein if you're doing muscle resistance exercise
really?
Programs and strengthening.
That's
yes.
when it's valuable.
Some nice work on that. And I take it myself. You know, I never say anything that I wouldn't try myself or don't do myself. So resistance exercise is important, if possible, twice a week for at least 40 minutes.
Using weights or just body weight?
If you can, weights.
Mm-hmm.
But some people hate the gym, can't use weights. Pilates is a great form of resistance exercise, but it is actually muscle strengthening. It's different from aerobic exercise, which is your runner who's run. Now, if you have a runner who's run all their life and they continue, there's a 92-year-old Japanese man who's just won 2 medals last year, completing marathons. So obviously he never stopped, which is brilliant. But his attitude didn't let him stop either.
Yeah, it's finding your thing, isn't
it? It's finding what really turns you on.
What you enjoy.
Yes.
So if that is swimming or running, or weights. But then again, I mean, the weights are great. You know, you mightn't love it, but the benefits of lifting weights are huge. I mean, even when it comes to lifting your shopping in out of the boot of the car, it helps with everything, doesn't it?
It helps your tone. Now, the other thing to be aware of is core exercise for balance, okay? To strengthen your tummy. What I'm talking about is tummy muscles and buttock muscles, okay? So that you're much less likely to fall, because falling is one of the main reasons people come to the ED. 15% of our adults over the age of 18 who come to ED come because they've had a fall, and an injurious fall, obviously. So falls become much more common as we get older, and they can have significant consequences, obviously fractures and other injuries.
Mm-hmm.
But also you start to get fearful. If you have a fall, people are quite nervous after a fall for a period of time, particularly if the fall occurred out of the blue, which can happen. So core exercises and balance exercises. Now, balance can be just standing on one leg for 30 seconds and then try and do it with your eyes closed and try to get up to 10 seconds with eyes closed.
Right.
So there are some things that are easy to apply while you're at the kitchen sink or brushing your teeth in the morning.
And come back to the supplements, because often you hear people who are experts in this field saying you should get everything you need from your food and you don't need to throw other stuff, gritty formulas, protein shakes and so on.
Yeah.
You're saying you do.
Well, I'm saying that there's interesting new data to show that supplementing protein is of benefit if you're doing resistance exercise programs. Mm. It helps the muscle building process. And it doesn't do any harm, provided your other blood workup is normal. You haven't kidney disease or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, the other supplements that are definitely of value are vitamin D. It does act on muscles and it actually reduces fall rates. And half of us are deficient in vitamin D, of all ages, actually, over the age of 18 in Ireland. So vitamin D is important. You can certainly get a sufficient of your B vitamins and C vitamins from vegetables and fruit, lots of vegetables and fruit. Of course you can get protein if you eat plenty of protein from the diet, but most of us actually don't eat sufficient protein.
Yes.
And if you're doing resistance exercise, it helps to add a little bit of protein.
What about the people who are listening who say, go for a walk for half an hour every day, a gentle walk, is that enough?
So they've done a third of what I'm saying. They've done the aerobic exercise and they're not, they've actually done less if it's a gentle walk, sorry, but half an hour of brisk walking, so that you find it difficult to carry on a conversation because you're a bit breathless. Push yourself just for that half an hour, brisk walking. If you do it with somebody else, it encourages you to walk more quickly.
Mm-hmm. Now, a couple of messages coming in.
Yeah.
John says rowing is a great exercise for older people because it's low impact.
Yes.
And many rowing clubs around the country now have leisure rowing sections. You're agreeing with
that? Totally agree with him. Absolutely. A great exercise.
Because that's...
So you're getting your muscle
building.
Strengthening and getting your aerobics.
Another listener does aqua aerobics.
Yes.
And they do a lot of strength work in the pool. Is that enough resistance from
the water? No, that is. That's both resistance and they're getting aerobics. And actually, that can be quite tough if you've got an instructor who's pushing you. So, you know, it's a good exercise.
I'm very impressed with Barbara, who took up rope climbing in her late 60s and now is continuing into her 70s. She never went to the gym when she was younger. Now I have upper body muscles and leg muscles for the first time in my life. That's exactly what you're talking about.
I love it. Yeah, good for her. Mm-hmm. I have never tried that, actually, but I can imagine it's quite arduous.
You imagine how tough it is. Just think about it for a minute. I mean, my goodness, Barbara, we salute you. That's absolutely fantastic. And Grainne says you don't stop because you get old.
Yeah.
You get old because you stop.
I like to say grow old ungracefully. You know, this thing of go old gracefully or go old graciously. I mean, forget that. That's languishing.
Yes.
So be disgraceful.
Mm-hmm. And up it. So up it every year. So we've got to take stock of what we're doing and then add another little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. Every year. Year on year, that's your mindset.
Right. So if you're doing weight training, are you saying if you increase the weights, that's enough? Or is
it
about time?
No, you should. Well, it's not necessarily about time. It is about increasing weights. Because actually, if you stay steady at a certain weight, it doesn't have the same impact. So you should continue to. Once you've acclimatized to a certain weight, you do need to increase that weight again.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be enough. That counts for increasing your exercise every year.
So if you're rowing, you can increase the intensity of that. If you're doing your aerobics, you use weights during water aerobics, you increase the intensity of that.
Okay. Now, the health conditions that we're talking about mitigating against, obviously we don't want to fall, as you said, but there are other health benefits when it comes to cognitive function, for
People
example.
People don't think of the brain. One of the most powerful things we can do to preserve brain function is physical exercise. It actually can increase the number of nerves in the memory centre, in the hippocampus. So we forget that. And even if you're overweight or obese, our research in Tilda, using MRI scans and looking at physical exercise, has shown that people who are obese but are physically active actually have the same cognitive functioning as people who are not obese and are physically active.
Right, so you shouldn't let
makes
that,
a difference.
You shouldn't let it put you off. You should still
That's
be active.
That's my point. So lots of people will not infrequently say, I can't go to the gym. Look, I'm overweight and I never lose weight by going to the gym. Don't do it for losing weight. Do it to build muscle, as we've discussed, but also to build brain cells.
Mm-hmm. Also, you don't have to go to the gym.
No.
I mean, you might need some instruction, but there's so many resources now that you can have. You can use water bottles, tins of beans to start off, maybe get yourself a couple of weights and start that way.
Do it with somebody, though. During COVID, people started to exercise at home. And
yes.
I really would like to encourage people to go back to group exercise if possible.
Because, of course, socialising
is all
part of
it. It's very socially isolating. Yeah. So, and it also encourages you, when you're with somebody, you're not concentrating on what you might find to be a miserable thing. You've got somebody else to give you a hand to distract you. And it makes a difference. Then you don't find it.
And the good walk that you talked about where you're breathless, is that enough? Or do you want people to do?
So the minimum that is required for that, for your heart and for stroke prevention, is 150 minutes a week. So that's 30 minutes 5 days a week, brisk walk.
Right. And but you'd prefer to see people do a bit of strength training on top of that, would you?
You should do three. So the walk is one of three. The resistance is one of three. And then your balance is one of three. You have to do those three components.
See how busy now we're going to be, Roseanne.
That's good.
We're going to be delighted.
But we'll be preventing hospital admissions and having more flourishing and less languishing.
And
it's
happy
great.
In our 70s and our 80s and beyond.
And 90s.
Yes. Roseanne, you're a tonic. Thank you so much for coming in. Professor Roseanne Kenny. Coming up, how PAYE workers could have gotten more in this month's budget.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.